על שיפו קבע ומתחתך יפו את האסמון מחוץ ועוז יוכו לראיס אם נשחת רובו גם אם עוד תשמותו כי אם לא יכניסו אסמונים לפנים ואחר שהיסר אצבוי הווה שמותו וטריפו. In other words, suppose he'll exert pressure. He'll exert pressure after he finished cutting the simonim. He'll exert pressure on the tzadar adeimo in the place neged the shipukeva, the thyroid gland. So after he finished the shrite, so he should exert pressure with his thumb on kineged the shipukeva, the thyroid gland of the baby. So then, when after shchite, when he exerts pressure, so then he'll be able to grab the simonim outside, and the elisah outside. So and then he should let off his thumb. So if it is not shomut, so the moment he lets off his thumb. So then, the simonim should go back. And if the simonim don't go back, so the reason will be because it's already detached from its source. Because if they haven't been detached from its source, so the moment he relieves the pressure, he relaxes and he moves away his thumb from the kineged, the shipu keima, so the simonim should swim back to the place. How and if the simonim do not go move back to the place, so it's a raya that the simonim were already nishma before the conclusion of the shchita, and that's the reason as to why they do not go back, they do not move back. Ki min lo yichlisu asimonim yifnim lachashayin seretzboi habeshmuto etreif miu in tzorich libdeik achashmuto the samchino nahubo kmoi bishotreves. So there are more also paskins that you do not have to be baited as to whether it was shmuto or not shmuto. V'yeish l'sheimer shetzorich liris sheim shchutim b'mokim shchite b'lo yagor v'yeish libni kachaze kelim sheyizri koif miyode. In other words, he has to make the bike before he throws away the off. Avol im libot kotchilo, beidik harakei, v'lichashim on shemal be'apirchus, nisrachi vachtach. So v'lichatchile, he has to verify all these facts before he throws away the off. Why? Because there is a shosha v'cheike, that if he will verify it after he throws away the off, so even if he sees, let's say, that the major portion of the circumference of the simoni was cut, maybe it wasn't cut for shrite, but then as a result of the throwing and the jerking, so then it became wild by itself. But that's only a remote possibility. Usually, if the rope of the circumference of the simen was not cut before the throwing, so maybe it wouldn't widen by itself. It can happen, but that's an unusual thing that it should happen. So really, chatchile, he should be careful not to throw away the off immediately after the shchite. But first he should inspect whether the simonim were cut behuva. But the eved, if he is bathing, after he threw the off on the floor and he sees that the war caught the robot, he doesn't have to be chayshish. Maybe as a result of the shrite, it was only caught be liud, be mechzo, not the robot. And then the throwing had the effect of widening the cut by itself. He doesn't have to be chayshish. But the chatchile, he should be chayshish. So he should be careful not to throw the off until he was bathing the simonim first. אבל אם בוט כתחילו בידי קרקים וחשינו שמה לפיר ונשחה חברתה. הבית כים בני צו, לירי זמניש חתרי פתאימי, they were certain shochtim who were accustomed, and that was a wrong thing to do. That was a mirshon. So they were apparently in the zman of the Rishani, there were certain shochtim who were accustomed to inspect to inspect this money and to verify as to whether Rome of the circumference he was cut or not by pushing into the simonim a feather. So, in other words, we'll be able to feel as to whether the feather is able to penetrate through the roof of the hekev of the sea. So that is an improper thing, because sometimes, first of all, you cannot rely on that perception, because that kind of a perception might be very deceptive. In other words, the sheikh might think that he can feel without looking with his eyes at the semen. He can feel if he sees that when he pushes the feather into the semen, it penetrates completely with ease. So that's a raya, he might think that's a raya that the semen was called berube, because if it hadn't been called berube, it wouldn't be so easy for him to push the feather through the semen. But sometimes he might make a mistake, and then something else might happen. The semen might be caught not exactly berube, but just bemiute or just mechzo or mechzo, which is not enough. And as a result of the pressure that the feather exerts upon the semen, so that might widen the cut and enlarge it. And he'll think that it was cut berube through the shchite. So those shochtim who do that, so they might be machshir as a rabbi. So habeit kim b'nei tzol mirei tzilisha darev teine. Mishrat ha-koro, ubo zeiv v'not obnei leo, ve'arziron kishim ikubim kshero, ve'lechashin on shemo imokim nekev nika. אבל קיימים שיעדים על שם איש חת הקורו וחזקסי סרים אלס וכל סופק שאירה בשחיתו טריפו טריפו ניקה בבין של בישה שחיתה כנגד עמוקים ששוחת כבו טריפו שוחת הקונה וניקבו הרי קיימים ששוחת הבין של או ששוחת הבין של וניקבו נעיים קיימים ששוחת הקונה טריפו נבו ההתדעתו דייס יצטולו למחלקס רשי אנטייסס according to Rashi, so shochat aveshet v'nikvum nemayim is kimanchem nikule. V'chol apochet is kimanchem nikule. Because we don't know whether the halacha is like Robes ex-din or like Chavzeiras member. But one of the things is certainly sheol. In other words, if shochat akone v'nikvum areyeh or shochat aveshet v'nikvum areyeh, mashayim can according to Teitzer's Gersi. So that means that according to Chavzeiras member, So we don't say manche b'nikule, and we don't say ein treifo v'chotzechies. So we say according to Chazirus memre. So we don't say manche b'nikule, and yesh treifo v'chotzechies. So you mishochet akone b'nikvarei is treife, and that's the way you pass. Alright. Chotach mibehim olach shalisha dekoro v'idenu mifacheses oso lechol menu ad shetomus habeh. Because of the Isser of Lesech or Adam, not because of the Isser of Ibn Achai, but because of the Isser of Lesech or Adam. One second, I want to finish. Hashim Chet Chayu, ask me all the questions after Mashiach. Hashim Chet Chayu, Tzorich Lechatzis Domik, Lo Yishno Tzodon Ato, Lo Yishno Hoyo Mizumani Biyotik. So there is a mitzvah of Kisa Adam. Kisa Adam, the mitzvah of Kisa Adam, applies only to a Chayu and an Ov. Not to a behavior. So, umivoreich, since it's a mitzvah, so yes, to say a broch. Umivoreich, boruch hatu adishem, alakinu malachoyo, ashom teisav itzivono, al kisudam, biyofo. Because of our loches diles, shemichase, barakei mivoreich. Viafo gav, vichol ha-mitzvahs, mivoreich ala yenui, vavas yosol. So why does our loches diles say that here is different, and first is mechase, and then he says the broche, Hani mile mitzchlas ha mitzvah, Avol zu siu mitzvah, Umiemtza mitzvah yirolu mivorech, Hilkach mivorech ala shchite, Kin mascholas ha mitzvah, Vala kisu achad mar ha mitzvah, Vikos radim yorovi oroz, Al vuri no amikim. So, all the rishayim im achili kan da halachas deiles. Now, what is the machleket between the halachas deiles and the rosh? And we pass like the rosh. That's most rishayim like the rosh. In other words, according to Halachas Deiles, so there is even though the general rule is that it has to be Eber as Yosom, but the brocha of Kisadam is after the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kisadam. Why? Shaul Chedilis explains it on the basis of the fact that Kisadam does not mark an independent mitzvah, but is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Shri. Whereas the Rosh, he holds no. Kisadam is not the part and parcel of a larger mitzvah. It's a separate mitzvah. Of course it is a separate mitzvah, there is no doubt. Even the Aluch HaDiles will agree that Kisa Adam is a separate mitzvah. Suppose somebody shechts a chayo enough, and he's not mechasid Adam. So the mitzvah of Zavachdo, he's Mikai. Let's say according to the regime, that Zavachdo implies a kima mitzvah, not just the Nisa Reseh Shein Zvucho. So suppose he shechts a chayo enough, and he's not mechasid. So he has an aveda, he's mevatel the mitzvah of the Chisah's domain, but the mitzvah of Zavachdo is Mikayim. So why did Aluch HaDiles say that you don't say a table as Yosom because Zui Sima mitzvah? So that has to do with another Shaila. We discussed it. In Simen Yutes. So, Simen Yutes, turn to Simen Yutes. Sidal. So, Lizoyam, Lidabia, Vimbocho, Mishchito. Vidomo, Sheini, Mitzorchi, Ashchito. Vindibe, Yotzorch, Livorich, Tamacher. Avon Muta, Lidabia, Vin Ashchito, Likisu. Why? This Virlei, so the Taz, in Sifei says, this Virlei, Kisu, Mitzvah, Bifne, Atzmo. So, Mele, if it's a separate Mitzvah, you're not supposed to talk in the midst of a mitzvah. But between one mitzvah and the other, you are certainly allowed to talk. So that's why he says, Muta lidavu nashchit l'kisu. Because it's a separate mitzvah. Umikol mokim teiv shaloi lidavir. What is it? Dago yisoshchem, Rabbi Yeruchem dagoli. So he says, what does the Taz say? It is sviro l'kisu hu mitzvah l'nazi. El diin sheinim da kisu hu gmara shchito. Al kocha kosav ramo di teiv vizoyo shel vidaber kibu shubem tzah mitzvah. So it's the same machlekes as between the Bahag and the Rosh. But we pass like the Rosh. So the broche of al kisu adam biofo is recited before the kisu, not after the kisu, because it's a separate mitzvah. Ukvi sheisofek chayo וכלואים הבויים מבהים ובחיו, צורך לחסיס דומו. אבו לברוך עליהם, מפני שהוא סופיק. So, in other words, so סופיק ברוכס is לאוכל, so מילא היא cannot say את ברכס המצווה. ובלאיתו כוסף שמבורכים עליהם, ולא נראה לעדי יוב ירוזי. So in other words, there is a מחלקס between the בלאיתו and the ראש. As to whether I'm a Sophic Chayo, Sophic Vehimo, so of course, we can rise in the Chumbe, Yam Chuyev, to be Mechase, the Dam. So, according to the Balaito, since we can rise in the Chumbe, Yam Chuyev, to be Mechase, the Dam, so Mele, you have to be Mivore, Chabir Kesam Mitzvah, too, according to the Rosh now. This Machleket between the Balaito and the Rosh is really totally the Machleket between the Rambam and the Raivet. Between the Rambam and the Raivet, you'll find the machlekes at the end of the between the Rambam and the Raivet. Now there is a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says. The Gemara in Shabbos says that, and my, we are not mivorech. And my we are not mivorech. So why? Dafchav Gimel. Because that is sofik di divrei. Sofik di divrei. So and my we are not mivorech. So in Meile, the Balaito was midayik from that. That on the sofik chayos sofik beimo you have to be mivorech. Why? Because since the Gemara says, what is my? My means how we keep pins my mods. So midraise you're not mechuyev. Midraise you're not mechuyev to take off maisras because rov amor it's masculine. So we rely on rov. But there was a very substantial mute of Ami Oretz who were mizalze in maisras. Because of that, the Chachamim were misake that whenever a person buys peres from an amoret, so he has to take off maisras. Even though with no probability, maisras were already taken off because roi b'amoret maasre. He should not rely. That was the Takonis Chachamim. He should not rely on roi b'amoret maasre. So he should take off maisras. So the Gemara says that sins. That the reason as to why and my when you take off maisras from the peres that you bought from amoretz, why don't you have to recite the bracha of lehafris maisras? Because my is midrabon. Because midraisa you don't have to take off maisras from the peres that you bought from amoretz. So the implication being that where it's in raisa only over there because. So the chiyuv of taking of maisres from the peres that you buy from amoretz is only the rabbonon. That's why you don't have to say birkas hamitzvah. Mashrike by kokri koi sofik chayus of ibeim or where it's making the rice of the chumre. So it's mechuyev the rice to do it. There he has to say a brochetu. That's the shite of the balito, but when you hear the name of your Chazal, they do hear the name of your Chazal. So, but what does the Rosh do with the Gemara that from giving the Shabbos that I'm my and I'm going because the Gemara is masculine? So it's only with the Rabbonon. The implication being that if he had been mechuyev with the Raise to be maaser, so then he would have to say because I'm mitzvah. So the Rosh is. So there the Gemara says that Sofik b'divreyem because actually there was a takonis chachomim that if somebody is buying spirits from amoretz, so he has to think of maestres. So there was a special takonim. So the mele, if there was a special takonim that you have to be maestres, so then, if it hadn't been, so the only reason as to why you don't have to say Birkas HaMitzvah is because that chiyu, the Rabbonon, is based, is only with Rabbonon. And that Rabbonon is based upon the Sofik, so Mimele, the Gemara says, Mipnei Shehu Sofik B'Divrei. In other words, because actually there should be Brochet. Because when somebody buys peres min amoretz, so then there is a special takone that he has to take off maisras. Now, never with Rabbonon, you have to say a broche, like a mechanike. So, you have to say a broche. Veichon zibonon melisoso. So, mainly the question, the Gemara is the kashe. If somebody takes off maisras from peres that he bought from amoretz, he should also be mechuyev. Because there was Itakones Chachomim, there was a Vada Itakones Chachomim that he has to take off maisras. So the Gemara says, and this the Rabbonon, so he is not Mechuyev to say Broche because that is a Sofik only with Rabbonon, because even though there was a Itakones Chachomim that he has to take off maisras, but it's only because of Isofik. So, and the Rabbonon that is based upon Isofik, so the Mele, the Chachomim were not misakin broche. Mashein came, ligabe kvi. So the Chachomim were not misakin any, chiyuv of kisu adam, ligabe kvi. The Torah was mechayev, a mitzvah of kisei adam ligabe yechayev, but kvi happens to be sofik chayev sofik behemo. So mimele sees sofik broches is lehoku, so he cannot be mivorek. Now look into the besyosef. זהו אישינו ראש, בריש פרק הניסקה. ומוצא שכוסו בשם הרב רבי ניינה, שצורך מבורך על כיסו האדם בקבי. אנחנו מצחם, ניינה שיטה איזלאל דבר איתו. וראיוסי מדעמולים על פרק במדליקים, ומבורכים על אדמי, מפני שסוף יבריהם, משפע הוסף סווקי דרייסי, מבורכן עוד. וכפי סווקי דרייסי הוא, לשם הוא חיו ואין ראיו. דוח הפירושי, מצווה שתיק לך חומים באסיס מסופיק, כי אדמי שהזכיק לך חומים מכינים אמורס באסיס מסופיק יצורך לבורך עוד. ואף על פי שאני מבורך מאשר אתה כונס, החומים מצבונים יחסים מסוסו, הוכל איתיק נוער מסופיק, ומבורך עוד. ולשייך הוא ידאגת משום מוסריק את הרייס מבורך עוד. כי מבור להציע לשאול אתה כונס חכומים, שמבורכם עליהם. When the Gemara says that מבורכם עוד נאי מפני שסופיק נבריהם, the Gemara doesn't mean to be made to exclude other speakers where there is a speak in the Raisa that you have to be Mivorach. The Gemara wants to be made other takones that are not based upon Sofik, like Nechanike. We are Mivorach. So the Gemara is trying to explain why is it a Nechanike? We are Mivorach. Why? Because we saw so, and on my you are not Mivorach, the Chachonim, the same Chachonim who are Misakim, a Chiyuv of Nechanike, who are Misakim, a Chiyuv of being Mavris from the Peres Amoret. So the Gemara says, the Chachonim who are Misakim, a Broche, a Nechanike, because the Takone of Nechanike is not based upon Sofik. Mashiki, the Takone of my is based upon Sofik. So in the Rabbon, that is based upon Sofik, the Chachomim on the Sakini Broche, but there's nothing to do with a Sfik in the Reise. Now, the Shifas Rambam is like the Rosh, because the Rambam says at the end of Broches, when, let's say, now, the Shifas Rambam is not like Hametam, that when a Nishon fulfills and it says she has man Rome, so she doesn't make a Broche. Now, we pass now, meaning is the Noshim, do make a broche, because there are more passages like Hametam. But the Shifas Rambam means that an Elisha, if she's Mikayim Mitzvah, she has man Rome, so she doesn't say a broche. Even though she has a Kima Mitzvah, she gets Chav, but a broche not. She cannot say Mitzimon. She's not Mechiyemis. So the Rambam's, and the Rambam agrees with the Rambam and that when an Elisha, let's say, puts on tzitzis, or an Elisha sits in a suki, or she takes a mulet, or she puts on tefillin. So then she cannot say broch. Cannot say broch. The Rambam agrees. But the Rambam is chilek on the Rambam in regard to itumtum and andreges. The Rambam says, itumtum and andreges are mechuyev to be mikayim all the mitzvot she has man gromet. Mechuyev to put on tzitzis, mechuyev to put on tefillin, to sit in the sukkah, to take a lulav, to your show, and so on. So the Rambam says, even though itumtum and andreges are mechuyev mitzatzofik to fulfill all the mitzvot as man kome, but the birkas mitzvah they cannot say. So the Raivet is masik. The Raivet says the Raivet is also chelik hametam. So she is vaday ptura. So she doesn't say birkas mitzvah. But it don't have adreginess. So it's sofikisho. So it's making the Reis of the Chumre. So the Meile, she should say a broche. And the Reivet mentions the Gemara in Shabbos. So the Reivet Shite is like Bali, like Habiyyim and the Bali Yitu. And the Rambam Shite is like the Rosh. All right. Because of that, then you have a Rosh Abu Yinu Arik. Who kvishin sofik chayo, ukoi Abu Yinu Chayo, ve'inu l'chayo tzorek chasis domo, aval ein livori chaleyem, mipnei shu sofik, u Bali Yitu kosav, she mevor chimaleyem. ולא נהירה לעדין יובי הורוזה והמשכתם כפי ביונטן מפני שהוא סופיק סובים אלה שחיתה יזמות רן יונטן פיסמלאחס איך הוא נפש but כיסו אדם is אוסר כיסו אדם something so כיסו אדם is involves טלפו מוקצה. But when somebody shechts a chayo badai on Yom Tov, so then the mitzvah, the kiyum mitzvah of kisa adam is deicha. The isa tilpul midrabonon of mukte, because offer is mukte. Still, if somebody shechts a chayo and off on Yom Tov, so he is muter to take offer and to milchazel dam, even though taking of offer involves an isa tilpul of mukte, but there is a special aloche. That the mitzvah of kisa adam is deicha, the isa tilpul of mukzeh. So that's on the shayah. Mashenkin v'tzikvi, so it's a sofik. Whether there is a mitzvah of kisa or not, so mele misofik it cannot be deiche, the iser of tilpon mukti. So v'sheich v'tzikvi v'yonte mitnei shu sofik v'imshochtei mechassin ezdomi uvalaylo im rishume. So because of the fact that it's also have to be mitautil glofo, so mele he should not even shech. That's a gemara in Beitzin. He's not even allowed to shech if he don't. So suppose he did shech, so in chasin is gome. Uberaylo, what mitzvah yontev, im rishum in nikeh, if some of the dam is still nikeh, so he's still mechuyev, so he can be chasin dead. Then, ve'in yichelim likabel adam b'chli lechasei sidelaylo. That was discussed in Siman Yudalev because of Marasai, because some people might think that he's even a Mizore, he's becoming the dam in the Kerei. So because of Marasayim, so the Mishnah says a whole that it's also have to be becoming the dam in the Kerei. Shein sheikh di lisi hakei. Keisat mechasi. Now we start discussing something. Keisat mechasi. What is the procedure in the kisa dam? Nei sein of atechuach lemato. Vi of atechuach lemayo. The Gemara said that in Perikis Adam that the mitzvah is that there should be a hole and a bottom, and then and that dam is dripped on the offer, and then he has to take off for and be mechase the dam. So there has to be offer techuach lemato, vi offer techuach lemayo, vi kosav valeito shetzorich lehazmine. Limato Lishenkisu. So he has to be Mazminet Lishenkisu. Viadenio Viorosal, Kosafin Zorich Litmenu Lishenkisu. Elimotso of the Puchuach, Vishoch of the Seche Shapoda. The machlink is between the Rosh and the Balito is, suppose he has a Puchuach. Let's say he shechs off on the beach. So there is so much sand. There is a Puchuach. So the Balito Shiti is, in view of the fact that there is a loche of Ofalimato, so even if the Ofalimato is right there, is Mizumen, but he has to be Mazumen. He has to declare it for the Kisu. And the Lord says, no, if there is Ofalimato, he doesn't have to be Mazumen. And the Motzo Ofalimato, we shall have the Seche Shabbat, Umechase Biyodi. Oy bisaki, oy bikliache, aber oy beragli, shudel bizoyit, umare shamitzes bzuyesol. That was the Gemara in Perek Madlikin learns out the whole halacha, the whole nisya of being mivazei mitzvah. In other words, tashmishi mitzvah, bizman mitzvos on in Yisrok. You cannot take, let's say, a tzitzes that is rolled to, let's say, taliskot, that can be worn, unless it became possible. So then it's not used as a mitzvah. But let's say, to throw a tzitzes in the garbage as long as it can be used, so it's also. Why? Because that's a bizoyer. So where do we have that aloche that you're not allowed to be made in a bizoyer in the heft of a mitzvah? That's the posik with Abikisa Adam. Vishopach v'chiso shalo yichase yisibiragwe. But beyond the or with the kele, but not. Not that he should kick off upon the dam of the high order. That is an inequality. And because of that reason, that we are not allowed him to be mishtamish in the Nechamaki, because that will be a bizoyen if he counts his change in the light of the Nechamaki. So that is the mocking. Abu Wayne Ragwe should have bizoyen, Marasham is a 3 years old. Shochat Goyo for the Mato. Suppose he was sheichet already, and the dam from the base of shechita dripped down on the karka, and there was no offer. So he was not in kind of mitzvah, because the Gemara learns it out from the pasuk that there has to be offer. So suppose the dam of the base of shechita already dripped down on the floor, and there was no offer. So what should he do in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kisadam? So there, he should scrape off, he should he should spill off the drops of dam that still adhere to the surface of the sakish of spit. And then he should take, he should put off all on the floor, and then he should spill off or scrape off the few droplets of dam that still adhere to the sake. So mainly he will be mikayim the mitzvah of kisa dam with those drops that still adhere to the sake of shvi. So if he head off of a matter, so then the Torah doesn't require him to exhaust every droplet of dam in the mechase. As long as he's mechase some of the dam of the shrite, so he's mekayem the mitzvah. Masha'im came in the case where the bulk of the dam dripped down on the floor without ofel matzah being placed, so then he's mechuyev to remove all the droplets from the saki and spill that dam on the offer that he places the matzah. So it's always weaker at dam when you think of the chuach, or chasis of the chuach, or shochat in the kiso, viro acher, chayu the chasis, she mitzvah skiso iki shom mitzvah sasei, she kol yisroel chayu bimen, elo she ashen chay, keidem lecholot. In other words, the mitzvah of kiso is primarily incumbent upon the sheikh. In other words, he has priority. He is the first one to do it. But the mitzvah applies to every Jew who observes it. It doesn't mean that it applies to every Jew, that if I sit here and I know that in a certain slaughterhouse someone is slaughtering an ox, so I have to take a car and go there and be mechase. But if I see dam shrite of an ox and a chayev, and it's not covered, I become a chuyev to cover. And if the observer does not cover it, he is nivato in success and rising. But primarily, it is incumbent upon the sheikh. He has a ding dimi. But the mitzvah applies to everybody. So the mele, since there is a need of priority on the sheikh, so suppose the sheikh was sheikh the chayo or no. Reuven is a sheikh. And then Shimon observed it. So he ran. And before Reuven the sheikh had the opportunity to be mechaseh the dam, Shimon was mechaseh. So then the Chachomim imposed a knas upon someone who grabbed away a mitzvah from another, so that he should pay asorzo. It's a special knas, the Chachomim or Misaki, that if a Jew takes away the mitzvah from another Jew, he has to pay a knas. But we are not gave it that kind, because this knas the Rabbanon cannot be more humble than the knosses the Raise. So knosses the Raise, the best in today, we are best at Yetis, not Munchim. So we cannot collect, we cannot be gave it. So certainly knas the Rabbanon, so the best in today who are at Yetis, not Munchim, cannot be gave. So we shochad mit kisem ruach achir chayim lechasi she mitzvah kisui kishom mitzvah sasei she kol yisrael chayom imen elu shashim chakinu cholodom hil kach im kid miach mit kisem chayim mitu la yud zuvim shcha broche she pitu memenu elu she ingei vinegisi bizman hazeh shochad kuf chayis ur kuf eifes hamet chayis, hamet eifes oi she shochad chayim eivim mok im echod mit kisem echod mikula kvo kosaftu lemailo she mzor bintayim she mechasem vor chalim al dam shkite she shochad vivor abichet hashkite al mashe yishchei vivor echal kisdom השייכי ונבוא דם בקרקה יבחו ניקה חי וחסס חוסם וחסס כיסו רוח פותם וחסס חוסם נסגר לחי וחסס כיסו עצמי וחוסם נסגר להחכים פותם וחסס. In other words, suppose one שחץ a חי ונוב he's בחוי ותם וחסס לדם, but he was very slow in his action, so immediately a few minutes after the שחיטה there was a wind, and the wind was mechaser. So the wind tossed some offer upon the dam. So he's not mechuyev to uncover it and then to cover it again, because it's already mechuse. In other words, a Jew is mechuyev to be mechaser dam chayov, the dam off that is uncovered, that is exposed. But if it is mechuse, he's not mechuyev. But suppose a the wind covered it. The wind tossed some of, and then the wind, the same wind that, let's say, at one moment it covered it with Afar, so then the same wind uncovered it, and the Shechet is still there, or any other Jew that observes it. So the moment somebody observes that the dam which was for a moment covered by Afar, done by the wind, so now it's exposed again, so he has to be the chassid. But suppose somebody was sheikhed, higher and lower, and he did put off on it, and then the wind uncovered it, he's not mechuyev to cover it again. Because since he be yodayim uncovered it, so he's already mekayim the mitzvah. He's not mechuyev to cover it every time it becomes exposed. There's the other. Dam shel isar v'mayim. אם יש במרס דם חייב לחסיס, אם אין במרס דם פוטם לחסיס, ואין חילוק בין נופל דם מסיך מים, וממים מסיך דם. Now, so here we have a special halacha. In כל התרקולה, if there is תרובס. So it depends upon law. It depends upon law. But here, it doesn't depend upon law. Even though it was nisarim, b'mayim, and the mayim happened to be raw, happened to be wrong, as against the dam. So we, as long as it still has, as that arubes, has a mother dam, so we are mechuyev chas. It's a special aloch. We got a kisa dam. Dam shlis aru mai, im yeh vimaras dam chayev chas, im yeh vimaras dam put mechas, vim chil vinof dam isich mai, im yeh mai mitzir dam. Lehim am kishiv maras dam chayev chas. Afo kishe nitra mikisu, kishe lohoyu maras dam, kishe chozor maras dam, חייב לחסיס, חייב לחסיס, ניסר ביין מודה, או יבידם בהימו. But suppose you cannot determine on the basis of the marriage, because there was a tarubes between the dam chayo and the dam behemo, or a tarubes between the dam chayo and yain mode, so it's the same mare. So how do you determine as to whether it's chayo bikis or not? Rein a yain bidam abeimo kilo mayi, viyu nisare bimayi, כשי או יין הזה בואי במר הזם חי וחזיס כוס הבריאו מן בישוחת ציפי ראו חיוסה. So if somebody shechts a bird or a chayo וישוחת בהימו עלו פוטה ולחזיס בהימו והכין חיו חי וחזיס. There is nothing wrong with this halacha mentioned by the Baraito, but the Bes Yosef raises the question against the Balito that this, what the Balito says, so the Kashi is really not against the Balito. The Kashi is directed against the two, because the Gemara says that Allah. So against the Balito, we have no Kashi. The Balito mentions Allah and the Gemara mentions. But the Kashi is directed against the two. Why does he say it in the name of the Balito when it's a Gemara for us? So that's strange. Because of Balito. מן בישוחת ציפר לחיוסי, בישוחת בהם מעלו, פוטם לחסיס. Why? Because you have to cover the dam that is on top. But if the dam behem covers it already, so it's not shayach to fulfill the mitzvah of this dam. You have to cover something that is uncovered. But if the dam behem is already on top of it, so it's already covered, it's not shayach to be mechaseh something that is covered already. בישוחת בהימו עלו פוטם לחסיס בהימו מהכן חיו חיו לחסיס, because the dam chayo is on top, so that's uncovered, that's exposed, so maybe you can fulfill the mitzvah of being mechaseh that which until now it has been uncovered by covering it with oil. Dam anitas vishal asakim אם אין שום דם אחר חי וחסיסי, אבל אין שום דם אחר אין צורך וחסיסי, שאין צורך וחסיס כל אדם. לפיכך, אין צורך למצויס, to squeeze out, or להמתין, another verse, עד שייצא כל אדם. השיחת בחילה בשבס, לא יחסה, אפילו, suppose somebody שחץ בהימו, because there is a חילה שיש בסכון לפוקח נפש, שתהיה חשבס. So, the question is, so should he be mechaseh the dam? Should he mechaseh the dam? So the halacha is he should not be mechasid adam. Afilu im yesh li deka notes, he should not be mechasid adam. And the Ram says that even if he has a deka notes, if the shofar was already prepared before Shabbos, and the offer was also offer mucha, which does not involve an iser of tilful mukti in any way, so he's still not supposed to be mechasid adam. So the Ram says, why? Because it's a special takonim that he is not allowed to be mechase the dam of a chayo or an off that he was shechet on Shabbos, even though he did it better because he had to shechet for in order to accommodate the chilush in his takonim because of the kach nefesh. So the Ram says, even if he doesn't involve any tilpul mukti, because it's in the kanotes and he has off a buchon, no isurim, but as a special zeir, because anybody who will observe that will see that this person is covering it with offer, so he'll think that it's muta. He will not know that this is offer mucha. So melee, there is a special isel in mechasim dam, even if he has a deka notes and offer mucha. And b'choy Shabbos, there is still some dam nikea. So you chasen kol asheich lavni tzorich leleich leim and asheich etom pni adam she tzorich leichaim chaseis kitzat yas. Neicher on meakir shol yichiv oteiro b'kisa lo b'sheich shchito oruyo. Hil kach asheich et hatrim fo yasheich et v'nislabu v'yode potom lechaseis. V'fichoch tzorich litli kasemoni v'yasak in kidma kisu. Why? Because he cannot be mechase before he's bringing his money. Suppose he's mechase, and then he'll make a broche, and then after the kisu, and after the broche, so he'll be beidik, and it will turn out that the simoni will not cut the ruban. So it will turn out there was a broche matoli and everything. So, if you got told the simoni was hanging the kisu, because of Baalitu, השיחת חיו לא יחסה עד שנבדי כסוריו שדינו כבהם. In other words, since the chiyuv of kisu applies only when the shchito is a shchito ruyo, but if the shchito for some reason is a shchito psulo, because there is a tarfes nibeimov, or there was a psul in the shchite, so nibeile, then there is no chiyuv of kisu, so before he's nechase the dam, he has to make sure that the behemoth is not a treifer. And since treifim reyes is very motzu, and because of that, every sheikhet is mechuyev to be beidik reyes, so the kisu of a chayo, now in a chayo you also have to be beidik reyes. Not in no, but in a chayo you have to be beidik. The reyes just as you have to be beidik reyes in the behemoth. So maybe he should not be mechasid adam until he made the dikas ariyah and dikas ariyah, because of the possibility that the reyah will turn out to be to have nekev, to have sirche, that will make it rain. So then the broche will be broche vatore, so because of that. Tale, in Ishtaka Silche, in Italien, in Dike, in Sakine, in Chomish Pumei, in Batkino, Hashte, in Name Umeli Deife, Michasebeli Broch. Now, suppose there is a certain problem in the Behema, in the Chaya, I mean, we are dealing with the Chaya. Sorry, in the Behema, there is no Kisadam anyway. So suppose there is a certain problem with the Chaya. Now, the Gemara Dachmud Chesechul mentions that if somebody shechts a behemoth and then he notices that the lung itself adheres, is attached to the rib, so that creates a suffix. Maybe there is a nekif in the rib. There is a nekif in the rib. So there is a way of testing it by taking a very sharp knife and just to try to separate, to detach it from the rib, from the daven. And if it becomes removed without being torn, so that's a raya, the raya is not faithful. But if as a result of mildly detaching it from the rib, from the daven, it tears, so it's a raya, then the behemoth is a treifa. Now, that could not be done immediately after the shechita. That kind of test could be done much later. So the Barito says, suppose he shechts a chayo, and then he notices that the raya, he has to look at the raya. So he looks at the raya, and he sees that the ray is attached to the defect, to the rib. So that requires a special kind of ibdikin, which he couldn't do immediately. So he cannot postpone the kisu till that time, because by that time no rishu will be nikel the dam. That might be an hour later when he'll do the testing. So he cannot neglect the mitzvah of kisu. So what should he do? He should be mechazen dam, but without the brach, because of the possibility, maybe that test will determine that the chayo is a treife. So the broche will be broche vatov. So mistabre, im yishtakach silche d'italia b'dike k'ginsat sakine, that requires a b'dike with a very sharp knife. Sakine l'chol ishpume dul batkine l'hashto. He couldn't make that b'dike right now, but much later, inam umel l'deife, mirchase v'li broche. חרשית לקוט מששוחת בינו לבין עצמו אין אחרים חיום עם חסיס רוב האחרים because usually they are menabel, usually they are menabel, so ממילא the observer is not מחויף to מחס רוב האחרים ששוחת קורו חיום עם חסיס ומי שאין יופי לחסיס ולישחי את התגיע ליופי לחסיס השיח את חיו ואין ויוצא מן דם אותו ועם חסן אלו גופו וכל הדבורים שעזרויים הנזרויים בהם מצמיחים הם בכל אופו. נאו תפתיחס עומד א' ואיזה מישהו במה מחסן במה אם מחסן מחסן לזרו הדק ובכל הדק בסידו וחרסיס ובלבואים אוב מגופו שקוסי שם. In other words, a brick that was ground into a powder also has a shem offer, has a din offer. So you can use it. אבל מחסים לו בזרו הגס ולו בחל הגס ולו בלבינו ובגופו שלא יקוס אישו. If it wasn't ground into a powder, it doesn't have a חלי שם offer. So ממילא you cannot use it for כיס אדם. ולו יכפל את הכלי כבר. אומר רבשים גמליה, דובו שמגדו בצמוחים מחסים בין. ושאין לי מגדו צמוחים, אין מחסים בין. So Rav Shimon Gamliel mentions a klal. If you want to know what is considered al pedin as offer and can be used for kisu, and what is not considered as offer cannot be used for kisu, if it is that kind of soil that zroim, tzmochim, could grow in it, so then it has a din of offer. But if it is that kind of soil that no zroim could grow in it, it does not have a din of offer, and it cannot be used for kisu. This is what Rav Shimon Gamliel says. Now, Omud Beis, Daf Piches Omud Beis. The 13th line from the top. Dorash Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisde. Ein mechassim el bidobo shezeirim beim matzliach. Now the question arises, Michael Mashmalo, what kind of a chiddush does Rav Nachman tell us? This is mentioned by Rav Shimon Gamliel on the Mishnah. So Tesis explains it. So we mute ofo midbokos. Rav Nachman's chiddush is that you cannot use the soil of the desert for Kisra Adam. Why? Because the soil of the desert of Kisra Adam, if you fill up a pot with the soil of the desert, so then no tzmochim will be got away. So mimele, it's not true for Kisra Adam. Even. So again, what kind of chiddush? Doesn't Rav Shimon Gamliel tell us that? So Tesis says, because there are certain things that do grow in the wilderness, but then they grow by themselves in that soil of the wilderness. But if you take a pot and you fill up with that soil from the wilderness and you put it in another place, so then it will not grow. So that's the chiddush. Elo, we mute of a midbok kose. Loi mashmino maslis nitzmechin veilin bein ma'alein. Elo dimashe zeilin bein imatzmiach. Iname, ime maslis nava amine nimchasin bein. Kiven da have min min ham gadol tzmoch. So that's why Rav Nachman tells us that lafuke of a midbok cannot be used for kisadam. So Omer Rav Nachman, Dorash Rav Nachman, Barav Kisdei, Mechasim, Udomo, Shazirim, Bimatzmiach, Leafuke, Ofo, Midbo, cannot be used for Kisra Adam. Omer Rav, Haibuch, this aloche by Rav Nachman is not sound. He is chelik al Rav Nachman's din. In other words, but, Omer Rav Nachman, Bayitzo, how can be chelik? But Rav Shimon Gamliel mentions the same din. So in other words, we have to say, as Tesis says, because offer midbar, in other words, Rav Shimon Gamliel only says if the kind of offer is a mean in which it couldn't grow. So the melee, it cannot be used for Kisra Adam. Mashiach offer midbar, it is offer. Don't we call it offer? It is offer. But it just happens that in the midbar it doesn't grow. But the mean is a mean of offer, which generally smochim do grow. So the melech, so Rav Nachman said, even though the mean is a mean in which smochim generally do grow, but as long as in this particular offer, in the midbar, it doesn't grow, even though it is the kind of offer in which generally smochim grow, cannot be, so it's not fit for Kisra Adam. But Rav says, "Buchi, as long as the offer is a mean in which generally it's working low, so it is low for Kisra Adam." According to Rav, Amar Rav Hai Buchi, Amar Rav Nachman Bahitzok Rav, Mai Bechose, why do you say it's unsound? Ano Amritan Elei, I said that Alochi, and Umihom Asnita Amritan, and I deduce that Alochi. That offer midbar is not suited for Kisra Adam from the price. Hoyom halav midbar ve'lo yifel lechaseis. So what is he supposed to do? He has to grind a dinozor and then use the powder of the dinozor. The powder of the dinozor. So as for Kisra Adam, why is that good? I mean, that is certainly not whole. That tzmochim should go. I mean, if you take a powder, if you grind din rezor into a powder, and then you try to plant something, it will not grow. But there is a posik in here, the af rezor. So that means that the powder of gold has a shemof. So that's an exception. It has a shemof. Even though tzmochim don't grow in the powder of gold. So still it's a shemof. But the Braise mentions an Eitze, Hoyim Halav Midbar. After all, why does he have to work so hard? If the Afa Midbar itself is suited for Kisra Adam. So he has an abundance of Ofer Techuach in Midbar. So it's a raya from this braise that offer midbar on account of the fact that in that offer tzmochim cannot grow, so the mele is not suited, so it's not suited for kisadam. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchok said to Rove, no, this is very sound. It's not a burche. I'm not my buchose. I'm not written away. More must be done written away. Hoyam halab midwa ben leifa lechasis. Say that in a zorb lechase. Hoyam halab misfina ben lof lechasis. Say that talis. Say that talis in lechase. Bishle misir talis in lechase. Ash chanei fa nikrofo. Elu din a zorb min olon. Omar Rav Zinna vaf rezor. So. Now here there is a girse by the, this is the girse of most Rishim. The Shiltes has another girse in the Gemara. Dorash of Nachman bar Rav Chisde, in Mechassin Elo Bidovo, according to our girse, so Rav Nachman's din remains. It's only the Hilchas. Dorash of Nachman bar Rav Chisde, a Mechassin Elo Bidovo, Shezeirim Beim Atzmiach, Omar Rove Haibuch. So Rav Israel, Omar Le Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Rav Mai Bechose. So the Aloha is like Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, according to our Yitzchak. That Rav Nachman Bar Chizde's Din, he is Aloha. We pass like it. Mashiach, the Shilta, see as another Gersi. Omar Torah, Rav Nachman Bar Chizde, Mechaz, Midom, Shazir, Matzmiach. Omar Rove, now the Bess Yosef mentions the Gersi. Omarove, Haibuch, Ditanye, Hoyomal of the Midbow, the Eloi, Efer Lechases, Seychid Binelzo of Mechase. So, in other words, the Shiltes is Geraes, that Rove says it's not sound, it's a Buche, Rav Nachman Barafriz des Din is a Buche, it's not sound, and Rove mentions the Raya that Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizde's Din is a Burche from this price. According to our Gerse, Rove says it's a Burche, and the Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok refutes Rove. And he mentions this price as a Raya that it's not a Burche. According to the Shildes Gerse, so on the contrary, Rove says Burche Ditani. So it's a Raya from this price that Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizde's Din is not sound. Now, Bishlaim according to our Gersay, we understand. So the Raya is that Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizde's Din is sound. Because the Braise says, Hoyom Haler b'midbo, ve'eile ifer mischasis, seirik din azot. Seirik din azot. Why does he have to resort to the grinding of a din azot? Let him use the offer midbo. But according to the Shildes Gersay, so on the contrary, Rove says, Buch, it's not sound, they tell you. So, in other words, it's a raya that Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizde's Din is not sound. So that means that according to Rove, offer midbar can be used for kisadam. So, on the contrary, so what's the raya from this braise? So according to the Shiltes, the braise is referenced to one, in other words, there are all kinds of midbar, yes. Not every midbar has a lot of offer. Some boris have offer. Some boris do not have offer. There are all kinds of deserts. So the mele, if he walks in a midbar that has offer, then he has no problem. He has all the offer in the world to be used for kisadam. But suppose he is walking in a midbar that has no offer, just rocks. There are rocky deserts also. So suppose he walks in a midbar that is rocky, that has no offer. So then, and he has to shecht and off, what should he do? So then, the braise advises him to take a din azov and grind it into powder. So it's a raya that when Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Dovo Shem Migadu Bitzmochim, Mirchasim Bey, Vishem Migadu Bitzmochim, and Mirchasim Bey, so Rav Nachman Bayi, Rav Chizde, he assumed that Rav Shimon Gamliel is only explanatory of the Tanakhama of the Chachomim. But, so Rabbi says, Hai Bukhazi, that Rav Nachman Barachim, this Aloche, is not sound. because he relied on Rav Shimon Gamliel's memory. And Rav Nachman Rav Chisda assumed that there is no machlokes between the Rabbanon and Rav Shimon Gamliel. But from the price he deduces that even the powder of a Dinah Zof can be used. A Dinah Zof certainly is not capable to be a source of growth. Nothing could grow in the powder of a Dinah Zof, and still the Braise says that he can use the powder of a Dinah Zof for Kisa Adam. So what do we see? That there is no such requirement. There is no such requirement that he has to be capable of growing, that Smochim have to be capable of growing in that kind of offer. There is no such requirement. But Rav Shimon does mention such a requirement. So the right is that that's only the view of Rav Shimon Gamliel, but the Rabbon Nachirik, and the price is expressive of the view of the Rabbonon. So Yochid Rav, Malachik Rabin. So the Melo Dalot, we don't pass for like Rav Shimon Gamliel. This is the Shite of the Hilkes. Alright. Now. וכל הדבורים שעזרויים, הנזרויים בהם מצליחים, היי בכלל אופו, ואם אינו מצליחים, אם נקרים אופו, מחסים בהם, ואם לאו, אין מחסים בהם. לפי חוך, מחסים, so that way, the rishayim, most rishayim are חלק הנשיותס. So then the question arises, if they are חלק הנשיותס. So רב שמעון גמליאל סלוחה, we pass like רב שמעון גמליאל סלוחה, and no one is חלק. So why can you use אף על דינוזור for Kisu, so they say it's a special Zerzakosu. Since the Posik calls it Ofo, so mainly it's a special Zerzakosu that even though it's incapable to be conducive to growth, still, since it's called Ofo, so you can use it for Kisu. Lifichoch, מחסים מזר לדק וחלדק מעיד עד שאני את הצורך לחיים סובבם ובסיד מחסלו בינו מגופו של חרש שקושי שם that was ground ובשחיק הסבוני ובשחיק הסחלשים ובזור פסוחות ובנירה של פשטל דקו ובנסירה של חרושם that צודוס ובאיכלי או יבגוד עם סרופי אשס also the king of offer אשס עד שנעשו אופו ובשיחו ובקחו ונכחס הפסורים אבל עם כופר לופקלי או יכיסו ובעבוני נעיזה כוסים לפיכך אם חסים מזה ולגס ולחילגש היה צורך בקיסון ובקמח וסובים ובמורסום ובשחיק הסמטרס חוץ מבזור פסוח וכוסו פרש בו במה דברים אמורים שלא הם נשרפו אבל מי ישרפו חזרים ליופו ומחסים באופו ואף הם מחסים ביופו רמיד בו כוסו בלעיתו הם מחסים ביופו רמיד בו that's רב נחמן ורב חסדס הלוח that's according to our girse, not according to the shilpes girse. Kosa balito in mechasi bichol dobo sheir lachkuch es mayim ke matundi. Kosa bisifre arad rav cheski ezar. Mi she shofach yechasi. Viyim rohu achar shalo ikiso chayim lechasis. Ubame she shofach yechasi. Shalo yechasi berad rosh ve'amitzi tzu yisolot. Viyim ze rotzo lechasis vikidim odom achar vikiso chayim utno yudzuri. Umi hu imom ad echod mikres beteiro. ועומד אחר תחתוב, אין לחייב. היו צובי, דבקשבי כולם חיוב. זה כמו זה. ואף מכן, ועומד ישראל תחתוב, אין לחייב ויהיו צובי. ויהוד אמרים להם וקידשתם, וכל דובר שבידו של מתח חישן, ולבור חישן, ולבור פולמוניות ולישן, אסמכת בעולמי. That's a finish. Not all the Rishenim agree with it. The Rishenim will say that when the Gemara says, וקידשתי, לפתח רישן, לבור רישן, so it's not an אסמכתי. It's a mitzvah דרייסה. It's a mitzvah דרייסה it's a mitzvah דרייסה to call up a king. But even the Rishenim will say that it's not אסמכתי, they'll also agree with this thing, that if, let's say, somebody was called up for an aliyah, and then another Jew, who certainly has no nimus, so went up and instead he made a broch. So then he cannot collect you too. Why? Because the mitzvah to say a broche is chal upon everybody. The mitzvah of to say a broche on the Torah is chal upon everybody. So of course it has to be done in b'derech hanimus. So it's not b'derech eretz for a person to say a broche when he's not called up. So it's an inyan, it involves a violation of b'derech eretz. But as far as the kiyum hamitzvah of saying gibroche on the Torah, whether he's called up or he's not called up, even if the Gabbai tells him, you can't say the bracha, I don't want you, and even if the whole tzibur will tell him, you can't say the bracha, but the kiyum hamitzvah is mikayim, and the chiyuv is chal upon everybody. And even if we say, and even if he grabbed it from Ikeen, and even if we say that it's not an asmachte, so that means that it's a chiyuv deraisa incumbent upon the tzibur to be mechabed Ikeen, to be mevorech rishon. But the chiyuv is upon everybody, except that there is a chiyuv on the tzibur to honor the Ikeen. But that does not mean that the chiyuv of saying Yibroche, the first broche on the Kriyas HaTorah, is incumbent only upon the Ikeen. It's incumbent upon everybody. But since there is a Ikeen, so the tzibur is mechuyev to mechab the Ikeen. So the same thing would be true, even according to the Rishonim who say that Lifteach Rishon or Borech Rishon is not an asmachte. But the two says that it's an asmachte. So that is not according to all the Shinas Rishonim. ולגבינו מיני בבדינה ואפילו הכיסו לגבינו מיני בבדינה בזמן הזה דבמיל צירס בחיסון כיס להפין שלו חסאי ואם נוסנו את בן לומי וכידם אחר אומו לא יישא כמו יקי נעים החיים לא יישא להבדינו שלו חסאי ואי דהוכי אפילו טוב אז מפקין המדי תחיל דיון לאומי או אמרים לו קודם אינו אומי יישא מעבורך ואם שום הדלון או יהיו דאפסו נפשי אבל אין לי פוטרי מטעם שהיטלו את הלגלס לישרי דיזוי מצווה אחרס ומצווה רישיין הולכלו ומובס מייחל איסי לנו על שפור סב דשיכת ושיכי דשיכת ושיכי ושיכי אנור אנור פור אחד so he is the clear in the mitzvah primarily it's in contact of an image and then an observer hastened and he grabbed his way from him and he was mechassed so the one who grabbed it away from him has to give the sheikhet yudzum. But suppose the sheikhet will tell you, what are you worried about? Why are you upset? Because you won't mechase. I'll give you another off, and you'll be mechase. So then he can tell him, no, you'll give me another off. That's another mitzvah. But you cannot compensate by giving me another mitzvah. So the melee, he has to give him the yudzum. All right, mechase. השיח את חיו איפצות, חסי סדומי, בין צונעתו בין שלו בזמונים ביודי, והכיסו עם מיצו בפני עצמו, אבל השחיתו כשאירו, אף אם היזיף ולא הכיסו, חיו ובורך אלי שיחסו שם צבונו על כיסו דם ואופו, ואנו רואים פסקינס, לייק דרוש, נעת לי הלוח את דלס, דתי צעים על הסיוס, מי ששוחד פעם הראשי מבורך שחיונו, על הכיסו, אבל לא ילה שחיתה, דימזיק לבריה, the mazik libeye, so in other words, so the one who shechts enough for the first time, so he has to say shechiyona on the kisu, but on the shechitana. Why? Because it involves sar balachai. Kvi shu sofik chayo, u kloi ma bom beim lechayo tzor, chasiz domo, ואם מבורר ונשיך נעשה ביונטה, ואם שוח ממחס את דומו, ובלי לא יהיו שמיני כאי חסנו, הבופלו נועגו שלו חסיס דומה, because the buffalo is not a chayo. V'yish mistapkin the buffalo shu shira bo shem a chayo. There's some who say that a buffalo, so is a shira bo, and shira bo is a sofi. Maybe it's a chayo. Al kin tei v'chasei se bloi bro. In other words, so if one shechts a buffalo, so then he should be mechasei v'dam without a bracha. Oy mish khitrit gam ken vos yu khal libor khal kiso mishlei so shini matam po tkhu akh bitzo vas mi fe vi yishim rim shini tzor mi khasim yodei u bisaki mi bikhli akh ya u rag mish mi zin tzo shokhat shokhat vlo yo po mat tzo khu ik adam mi po tkhu akh khasim po tkhu akh mi shi shokhat mi khasim mi kiso be u akh ya khay mi khas shokhat mi khayt mi fe tzo shi shokhat khay be yid mot mekhot כי זה יחד בקומו. השייך אני באדם בקרקל, ושמידי כחי וחסס. כיסו רוח פתור מחסס, ומחוסר מנסגר לחי וחסס. אבל עצמי כיסו מנסגר לחי וחסס, זה פעם אחרת. דם שלא פה לשיחה מים, מים שלא פה לשיחה דם. אם יש במער דם חי וחסס, הוא אפקות. ניסר לו דם, ויין עוד, אם דם בהם עוד, אם היין, אם דם הבהם עוד, כלום מים. ואם הוא ניסר לו מים, כשיר הזה, או יבוא. So if, in case, it had been, מיורב with mine, the same quantity that is now Miurel of Yai. So holy man is down, Chai Bechasis. Shochatim Chayo, Shochatol Behemo, Potom Lechasis. Abu Shochat Behemo, Shochat Lechayo, Chai Bechasis. Because it all depends what the top dam is. If the top dam is Chai Dam Chayo, so the male is exposed. You can be kind of mitzvah. But if the top dam is Dam Behemo, so what's the purpose of being Lechasis, something that is Mechusim? Shochat Lechayo, Bechayo. Now, this din also follows. Suppose you are sheikhet a chayo, and then you put the kele, you invert the kele over the dam, and on top of the kele you put offer. You will not be mekayem the mitzvah. Because you have to put the offer on the exposed dam. But if the dam is covered with the kele or a piece of plastic, and on top of the plastic you put the offer, so you're not mechazer the dam. Shochat. Now here there is a certain halacha that is mentioned by the Maram of Gutenberg, and the Bes Yosef is masik on that din that is mentioned by the Maram of Gutenberg, that it's contrary to the din that is mentioned in the Gemara, that if on top of the dam chayo there is dam behemo, so then he cannot be kind the mitzvah of kisa adam by putting offer on the dam, because the top dam is offer behemo. So in the way you have to be mechase uncovered dam, exposed dam, not covered dam. Still the Maram Gutenberg mentions our shochat v'chayo v'akin shochat v'dacheres v'nisnam lo biyodei im yedei asher dam ha'achim kiso dam ori she'im potam lechasis. So Maram Gutenberg says, this is already the explanation given by the Darkination, by the Ramot. But the Maram Gutenberg says, suppose you are sheikhet one chay, and the dam spilled. There was a potufach, remember. The dam spilled on it. Then he was sheikhet in the same spot, another chay, another one. And the dam of the second off of the second chayo spilled in the same place on top of the dam of the first chayo, the first off. Then when he made a bdike in the chayo, he doesn't have to make a bdike, but he made, and it turned out that the chayo, the second chayo, the second off, was a treif. So the mele, the dam of the second chayo, the second off, is not chayo kisu. Only the dam of the first chayo. Now, the shchita of the second off or the second chayo was made on top of the dam, on top of the dam of the first chayo, the first off. So the Maram Gutenberg says you have to be mechase. True that the dam of the second off does not require kisu because it turned out to be shchita shenehuyo. But beneath that is the dam of the first chayo, and the first chayo didn't turn out to be a treifa or an aveira. So in mele, you have to put offer on top of all the dam, of the mixture of dam. So the Bes Yosef raises the kasha against the Maram Gutenberg. That's contrary to the din that is mentioned in the Gemara, that shochat chayo, v'rakach shochat oleo behemo, so he cannot be mechase, put offer on top of the dam behemo, because it's not exposed, it's covered by the dam behemo. So here too, what difference does it make whether it's covered by dam behemo or it's covered by dam chayo that is potter of kisu? Since it turned out to be an aveira or a treifa, so it's potter of kisu. So the Bes Yosef says that this deen is contrary. The deen mentioned by Rambam Gutenberg is contrary to the deen mentioned by the Gemara. So the Darkinesha reconciles it, the Gemara, with the deen mentioned by Rambam Gutenberg. He says, when you shecht dam behemo, a behemo, and dam chayo, so then, since it's different kind of dams, so the mele, we are sure that they did not become intermingled, and that the dam behemo just covered the dam chayo, and the dam behemo is on top, and the dam chayo is at the bottom. Mashein came in both dam chayo, both dam off. So even though he was sheichin the second off on top of the dam of the first off, but since it's the same dam, so when one falls upon the other, so mele, there will be certain drops, so we can assume that certain drops of dam will be exposed. Will be exposed. So this is what it says. Ishochatei v'chayo. Just 1 second, please. Ishochatei v'chayo. V'hakim ishochatei d'acheres, v'nisnavu v'yodei, im yideya, shedam achrim, kiso, dam orishim, potom l'chasis, avu mistom v'chayo v'chasis. Now, the Taz is massive and Ramon. How can we be sure? Most that we could say is there is such a possibility. But to be sure, so how can he say Ibroche? How can he say Ibroche? So Bago is Maimene, Posak Stam Shechayim Chasis, Vumichalik Imidea, Luitik Shagone, Vahai Bishochan Obeim on the Potter. So this is how he reconciles the Din mentioned in Siv Yudalet and the Din mentioned by the Maram. Dam anita shel asak im ein shom dam lo hu khayl khasis vi geis um khasiyo ke shi tno fo kam lemat av im shom dam acher im tzoch le khasis she im tzoch le khasis ko ada mi fi khokh im tzoch le hamt im khas ha shi ko ada mi u yamti a chi yas vi le ve tip ke li shi khas im tzoch dam anet ha shi khad khil al khil bi shabes le khas af yom yesh le dekanos even though his shop was prepared mi be dei ובלילו אם בשום ניקה יחסן ויש מי שאיניה שאם היו לו איפה מוכן לחסיס ביציו יש לחסיס בידם אפילו בשעס בו דרם is חלק דרם says that on Shabbos it's also to be מחסה even if it doesn't involve any Indian of Tilpul Mukce even if he has a decanoz and even if he has of a mukha still so it's special zera that Rabban Katakas Echon that he shouldn't be mechasa because in order that people shouldn't make a mistake and think that you can be mitautil ofor and shabbos because what an observer might not know that it was ofor mukhar and he'll think it was ofor sheni mukhar and then he'll draw the conclusion you can be mitautil ofor and shabbos so there was a special takone that you are not allowed to be mechase the dam and shabbos. Hashem can be stabbed with yodish. He shall not be stabbed with mechase. Chechah Hashem be kotmish and shokach. He may nisa but kasu. Tosom kol kelas. Uptum am yikisu. Hashem can have yodish tzorech al yudam chay mechase. Kifu yase neyich yirom yake kishi yipota mechisu. Tzorech nu yasimoni vasaki kinu akisu shiyom lebroch vato. Hashem can chay yodish chase at yiv yikarei vimitsi sabitrei vimechase 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 כי נהיד חשיל השם די ימי לגמו, וכן כל קיץ לזה. אבל לא מה שמבינה הוא כושר, רק שמחמיר מבי, כי מנחות אחר כל מפרקס, וחיי יצאי בי, חיו במחסס. מי שאין לא אופן לחסס לא ישחי, אלא ימתין עד שבי על יוחו. ואם הוא אלה במדבור, או בסבינו, ולא ישובו, או איף כהפסד, הבגד, שישחי לאיפר, או יעזוב שישחי, so, תקינו לרבונון לישחי, ולמצו אדם, and to squeeze it out, and to absorb it in the baguette, אוי ביסנדה, ומבורך, וכשיגיע למוקים אופו, יחביס הבגד או יסנדו, שייצי אדם, ומחסנו ולא יברוכה. Now, the Besiosef mentions that Mordechai is חלק עליו, but the Ramot Paskin that we use. Now, all the Mishinim agree, which itself is a Chiddush, the two, and the Mechaba Paskin, all the machines say that, which is a chiddush, that suppose somebody is interested in shachting an off or a chayo, but he has no offer. So then the aloch is he's not allowed to shacht. That's a big chiddush. Why shouldn't he be allowed to shacht after all? He doesn't become a chuyev in being mechasen adam until he was sheikhed. Now, once he was sheikhed, then he's an onus. He has no offer. So in other words, so it appears from that deen that a person is not allowed to bring himself into such a situation that he will become anonymous to be mikayim mitzvah d'raisa. That's why, if he doesn't have ofor, he's not allowed to share. He's not allowed to share. He's not allowed to share a no. Now, there is a machlekes l'sheim, in the chassidus, there is a machlekes l'sheim. The Ri Alovin and the Mordechai is, there's a machlekes l'sheim. Suppose someone has a talskot, and on Shabbos, the tzitzes, talskot, no, a regular beget. I mean, why do you have to say talskot? He has a beget, and the beget has tzitzes. But suppose on Shabbos, if it happens to be a chayil, that the tzitzes in the beget became possible, he's not allowed to put on the beget, because he's mechuyev to put in tzitzes. And he cannot be considered as anonymous, because after all, why is he anonymous? Let him put in the tzitzes. But suppose it happened on Shabbos. The tzitzes in the beget tore off a tzitzes in the beget. It tore out. So there is a machlekes between the Ri Alovin and the Mordechai as to whether he is allowed to wear the beget. So the Ri Alovin says he is allowed to wear the beget, because there is no himself putting on a beget without tzitzes. There is no himself. But when you put on a beget without a kamfes, you are mechuyev to put in tzitzes. But on Shabbos, you cannot put in tzitzes. So Bishleime, if he didn't have tzitzes, so then he's not anonymous, because he could have put in the tzitzes Erev Shabbos. Who told him to prepare a beget for himself without tzitzes? Mashiach, if he did put in tzitzes. But on Shabbos, the tzitzes became nifsar. So the Yalom says that you are allowed to put on the beget without tzitzes, but you'll be mevatel mitzvah in the raisa. The answer is, there is no yisel of putting on the beget without the kamfes. But the beget without the kamfes, you are mechuyev to put in tzitzes. But he cannot put in tzitzes on Shabbos, so maybe he's anonymous. Now, what's the other shite? The other shite is, he's not anonymous. He's not anonymous, because who forces him to put on the beget? Let him not wear that beget. No one forces him. So it seems that this thing that is mentioned in the Mechaber, Mishenu Yofa Lechase is Lo Yishrit, and we don't say until he shechts, so he's not mechuyev to the Mechase. Once he shechts, he becomes mechuyev, but he's anonymous. Apparently, that this shite is not in accordance with the shite of the Ri Alovin, but according to the shite of the Ri Alovin. So just as he says over there, that he can wear the beget, so here too, but there could be a difference. Now, some of the Nisikeirim, the Shulchan Aruch, in the Chassidus, they say that when is the Ri Alovin matir to wear the beget, if he put in tzitzes in the beget. And then he tore on Shabbos. So maybe he can say he's anonymous. But if he didn't put in, then he's not anonymous, because he could have put in. So maybe here too, what do you mean? Mishen Yofa Lechasis. Why? It's impossible to get off. He doesn't have off because he didn't take the proper measures to prepare off. But if he hadn't been neglectful, he could have prepared off. Just because he was negligent and he was lazy. So maybe we cannot consider him as a nose. So that's why it's also for him to shake. Alright. So then he says, Rimuela Bimitbo Shovo. Now suppose he goes in the Mitbo. He has no offer. So he has it. If he has it, another price says, if he has it in us all. So he has a dinazor and he has a mortar, so he takes the dinazor and he grinds it in the mortar into a powder. But suppose the dinazor is worth, let's say, $10, and the off is worth only $1. So then it wouldn't be practical for him, and it wouldn't be wise for him to grind the dinazor that has a value of $10 in order to be able to shecht enough that it costs only $1. So what should he do? So what should they do? So the Mordechai gives them an eight. So if we don't follow up the shita of the Mordechai, so then we tell them we just do bad, alright? You don't want to lose $10, alright? So don't check.
Starved.
So you want teeter of it. But the Mordechai still gives him an eight. He says he can check. And then absorb a few drops of dark of the oil into the bucket. And then when he comes to the issue, so they are level four, so he'll squeeze out the droplets of dam that he made the beged absorb, and then he'll put it on the offer and be mechasid offer. But, so if he's, so he says, kinu rabbonon, lishchito limatzah, and to squeeze out the dam and to absorb it in the beged to be sandal, and he can even say a bracha. Uchshiyagia libkimofo yechavis abege to yasandel sheyitzi adam umchasiyob lebracha. Why? Because he said a bracha in the middle. Now,